Welcome into our Coach Speak program on this Monday evening, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here kicking off our program tonight. We're talking with the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Jess Howard, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look, it's been kind of, action's been kind of spotty, just with a bit of a hole in the schedule as of recent, but you guys last week pick up a 3-1 win over Clear Lake, and before that, you had a 3-0 sweep of Algona to start off conference play, 2-0 here in the North Central Conference, and just overall, in those first couple of conference matches, what are some things that you and the staff have seen from this squad that you are pretty happy with so far this year?
Yeah, I think this group of girls that we've got playing this year, they just have a really good chemistry about themselves. They don't get down on each other. They don't point fingers. They play together, and it's really fun to see them when they get all the pieces rolling together. It's just their communication is really good. We've got some great senior leaders on this team, and they're really, really showing how to play together and how to play as one.
And one of those senior leaders that especially had a huge game last Tuesday against Clear Lake was Olivia Galantine. Obviously, she was one of your top attackers a year ago. Now you slide her into that right side attacker, setter spot that Delaney Barkfree, she manned last year. Now Olivia has come in. She had double-digit kills against Clear Lake and also was pretty high in the assist column as well. Just what have you seen from her stepping into that role where so much is asked of her at that right side attacker slash setter spot that she's just what have you seen from her so far this year?
Yeah, she's Olivia's a real versatile player for us. She can attack from all three positions for us. She plays a rotation on the right side. She plays two on the outside and does a great job in the back row commanding the offense for us and making decisions as to who to put the ball, who to put the hands of the ball into the hands of. And so does a great job there. She's been playing defense really well, and, you know, the girls are feeding off of what she's doing on the court, and she's doing a good job of leading. And, you know, we've got a handful of hitters, you know, that we can put the ball in their hands at any given time, and we know it's going to be a strong attack and it's going to be a smart attack. It's going to be, you know, plotted out and planned, and, you know, we're not going to do anything out of panic. We're just going to make sure that we're aiming for their holes and really capitalizing on where they're weak on the other side.
And another senior that has really stepped up in a big way this year up front has been Adeline Orton. She was someone that you could rely on a lot defensively a year ago. Now it feels like her offense has really taken a step forward, kind of rotated in at that middle hitter spot. She had a good game on Tuesday against Clear Lake. And what have you seen in terms of her improvement here throughout her senior season?
Right. You know, we've really honed in on our middles this year and getting them to be an active part of our offense, and she's done a great job of stepping into that middle. Is one of the hardest positions to play in volleyball. It's constant moving defensively, offensively. A lot of your job is pulling the block and not necessarily getting the ball in your hands and really making sure you make the most of the opportunities you get when the ball does get put in your hands. And she's done a great job of hitting high, cutting around the block, transitioning quickly so that she's an active part of our offense all the time. And so she's doing a great job working hard and really setting a tone for our other middles that are playing and making sure that they're doing the same thing she is.
And looking at the road ahead here, at the schedule coming up, you guys are home on Thursday night when you take on Hampton-Dumont Cal for another NCC matchup. You're on the road on Saturday. You're at the Forest City Tournament where you'll see a lot of quality competition at that Forest City Tournament. And then you turn around, you have a road date next Tuesday with a much improved St. Edmund team over in Fort Dodge next Tuesday. And just looking at the schedule coming up and some of the opponents you've got coming up, what's maybe the preview the staff to the number one area of focus going into this slate coming up here in the next couple of weeks?
Right, yeah, we've got a jam-packed week here coming up with games that we've got going on, and you know, we're just taking it one game at a time. We're looking at one opponent at a time. How do we defend them? How do we attack them? And making sure that we're not overlooking anybody and making sure that we're focused on the game at hand. And that goes for Saturday too. You can't look past an opponent and think that you're just going to breeze by and be able to focus on the next one. So, you know, right now our focus is on Hampton-Dumont, and once that game's over with, our focus will go to the teams that we're playing in Forest City. And the girls have the right mindset. They're ready for it, and they're ready to start competing again this next week.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Hampton-Dumont-Callan at the Forest City Tournament on Friday or on Saturday.
Thank you.
That was Jess Howard, the head volleyball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here in our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We are back with more after this on 95.7 FM.